Welcome to the Boomer Woman's Podcast. I'm your host, Agnes Knowles. December 26, 2024. Another year wraps here on this podcast. This is episode 266, a number that amazes me and also a number I'm terrifically proud of. Year 5 of the podcast, year 4 of conversations with wonderful guests. So much great information they've shared with you, so much laughter they've shared with me. There hasn't been a single guest I've closed a conversation with that I've said, phew, thank goodness that's over. Listen now. And let's go. This year I've stepped out of my comfort zone a little more than in past years. That's been good for me, as it's widened my horizons, and hopefully good for you, as I've asked the dumb questions that come from ignorance. Susan Owens taught us about numerology. That's way out of my wheelhouse, but it was so interesting. John Lawyer was a career soldier spending time in Afghanistan, Kuwait, Iraq. Once he came home and he had conquered the demons inside, he became a spiritual guide for other seekers. His story is amazing. Karen Ann Coccioli tells us about living her life as a socially acceptable wife and mother, before finally living her truth as a gay woman. Kenny Sacked was a high school teacher until he found himself in the Philippines, rescuing girls and women from the sex trade. I imagined all sorts of horror stories from Kenny, but his optimism and positivity shine through. Of course, travel is the subject of several episodes. Doreen Cumberford is a serial expat, living and working across cultures in 8 countries. Janelle Jones and Gila Melamed are both nomads, but with very different lifestyles. Both their stories fascinated me. Suzanne Owens returned for a second episode to share some of her travel adventures, and adventures they are. She's had so many great adventures, I might have her back for another chat. Robert Norris caught my attention when he was promoting a book about his amazing mother, a story that couldn't be told without recounting his experiences as a global traveler who landed and stayed in Japan. Robert returned for a second conversation about life as an expat in Japan. Michelle Chang tells us about intentional travel and shares so many tips about global travel in today's world. She and her husband do it almost full-time now. Family matters are often front of mind for us as we age. Rob Schwartz talks about finding manuscripts in his dad's desk and releasing them in a book 30 years after his dad died. Who's his dad? Maury Schwartz. You know, Tuesdays with Maury? A modern-day philosopher and an amazing character right up to his death from ALS. Wendy Green talks about estrangement. It happens in one form or another in so many families. Michael Kay was an interesting interview. He coaches men making the transition from work to whatever's next. He asked if he could come on the podcast so women understand and are better prepared to support those men. Adam Zuckerman's CV is really impressive, but it was his dad's passing and his mum's aging that created his current specialty of estate planning and end-of-life tasks. I don't think there's much he doesn't have a handle on, and he has so many documents and information on his website. Jack Stoltzfus talks about a subject I might never have thought of. Are children not launching, or sometimes are an inability to let them go? I probably never would have thought of it because I, and everyone I know, couldn't wait to be independent from our parents. Mike Finch coaches women around the decision to divorce. I resisted this interview because I questioned how a man can help a woman in this area. But I did finally invite him on podcast, and he explained the why and the how so well. Julie Noonan talked about legacy. She mostly works with women executives. But leaving your wisdom for the next generation has very similar rules, whether at work or at home. Of course, I had a few women on to talk about ageism. Andy Lyons says don't be caged by your age, and she also says pastures are for horses, not humans. Andy came on podcast a second time to help me with my mission to get more boomer women listening to podcasts. Andy also put a carrot out there for you. Create a cop podcast and you be the host. Check out that episode for sure. Corinne Aumann and Shayna Kaufman have similar messages. Change the conversation around aging. Prepare for it. Don't be invisible. Challenge the negative paradigm. Corinne calls us teenagers, and Shayna wants us to embrace the middle. By this age, we are no stranger to adversity. It can be reassuring and incentivizing to hear how others rose above it and found a way to flourish. Dave Albin was about as low as he could go when he was reluctantly introduced to firewalking. Fast forward, after a great career with Tony Robbins, he now has his own company focused on this thousand-year-old rite of passage. Last year, at age 60, Kim Rahier won a European Masters Weightlifting Championship. Quite a feat for a person diagnosed with MS in 2013. The challenges that Laura Mangum Broom has faced could do some of us in. But her message? Adversity can happen to you, but it doesn't need to define you. DK Ciccone has lived with chronic pain most of her life. That might sound familiar to some of you. She's now a practitioner helping people get strong and active again. Business and financials are subjects that I avoided for the longest time because, one, business isn't part of my life, and two, I'm a boomer. I don't talk about financial things in public. However, I have realized that this podcast is for you, and they might both be of interest to some of you. Greg Kurenek gives us a lot of food for thought, no matter where we live. Trusts, taxes, and what might happen when we die. Sherry Prince gives us great insights into estate planning in general, but also talks to those of you who have a business about asset planning and asset protection. Len Bruskiewicz is also business-focused, discussing exit strategy and truths about selling your business. Elizabeth Zelinka Parsons coaches high-achieving, driven executives and professionals to create a retirement, yes, I just use air quotes again, that challenges them, gives them high satisfaction, and often leaves a legacy. I say high-achieving, but their needs and desires aren't that much different from the rest of us. Therese Nicholas is a financial planner on a mission to make sure women are financially literate. We also talk about why money is still a taboo subject. Wes Caprell is a financial advisor who also speaks to women, and especially women who find themselves suddenly single, navigating difficult transitions such as divorce or the death of a spouse. I'm always using air quotes around the word retirement, as it looks different to each of us, and often does not include a rocking chair or golf. Tina Dixon Smith offered a premise I wouldn't have thought of by myself. Retire to Las Vegas. And I must say, her arguments are pretty convincing. Maureen Atkinson shares her secrets to making this chapter our best chapter. Learning, creativity, curiosity are pillars of her company Life Shift. Wendy Leggett coaches her clients, and us, to feelings of purpose, connectedness, and we talk about pro-aging and positive aging. I don't need to tell you that we may not be the acrobatic sex partners of our youth, but we still enjoy sex and intimacy. Eve Hall is a licensed physical therapist who treats conditions around sexual health. She has a great tee with the orgasm equality in bold letters across the front of it. Deb Dutcher has mastered how to navigate the sometimes murky waters of online dating. This was a really interesting and informative conversation if you're considering it. Chloe Mascord is all about the reality of sex. It's not a performance, no matter what we see in movies. Communication and curiosity are necessary at any age, and how low libido could well be the main issue. Finally, subjects we think about often, health and wellness. Carol Ebert was my second conversation of the year, and I called her the poster woman for boomer women. She talks about wellness and explains her speaker topic slash question, Too Busy for You? Nicole Christina talks about a subject that was both a surprise and quite upsetting to me. Did you know that in recent years, eating disorders in midlife women have increased dramatically? We cover quite a bit in that conversation. Ellen O'Hara is a nurse, now yoga instructor. Her specialties are trauma-informed yoga and also age-informed and newbie-informed yoga. Such a better experience for me than my first few classes. Sarah Rusbach came on as a guest I wasn't sure I wanted to talk with. She is a gray area drinking coach. I didn't know what that was exactly, but as a person who enjoys her wine, I took the plunge. Since this conversation, I must admit I really notice how much of media normalizes alcohol consumption. Amita Sharma talks about peri, post, and menopause through a cultural lens. Not all our conversation will apply to you, but if you have daughters, listen in and share with them. Amita also works with employers. My conversation with Erica Newbert Campbell was so enlightening. When Erica was diagnosed with breast cancer, she opted for a double mastectomy as her mama died of the disease years earlier. She also decided to chronicle her journey, including photos. This is a conversation every woman living with the diagnosis should listen to. I started this episode talking about the number of conversations I've had over the years. While I've enjoyed each and every conversation, I do realize you may want to tune in only to the conversations that relate to your own life. I would never expect you to browse through years of conversations, so I have a new page at boomwithabang.com. The menu is at the top, and if you hover over podcasts, a drop-down will appear that says age-related resources. My goal is to add lots for you there, but right now you'll find a section of subjects. If you want to listen to episodes about retirement or family matters or creativity or something else, click the appropriate button and you'll be taken to a page that lists the episodes in that category. Find something of interest, click that button, and you'll be taken straight to the episode. One category is called Food for Thought. These conversations might be found in other categories, but some of them are not. I mentioned some of these conversations at the beginning. Numerology, girls in the sex trade. There are others. Heather Welpley started life, like many of us, as an audacious, confident girl. But, also like many of us, society groomed her to be polite, be productive, never disappoint. And then she woke up. Boundaries, saying no, they all come up in our conversation. Sandy Kay was an exciting interview for me. Music has always been part of my life, from singing into my hairbrush mic as a child to cranking the tunes the minute I was in the car. I still do the latter. Sandy interviews our favorite musicians from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I enjoyed our chat so much, and I enjoy every one of her podcast episodes. Wendy Battles talked to a subject I'm adamant about. Cybersecurity. Wendy is on the cybersecurity team at Yale University, so she trains and explains to the security-aware folk and the security-naive. You can never have too much information about staying safe online. Kate Hartsong is the type of person you want in your life. She wants you to have hope in this crazy world, to realize you can make positive changes for both yourself and for humanity. Your emotions have energy. Think about your energy. If you've ever thought something might be missing from your life, Denise Maselli has some interesting insights. Did you know our childhood from birth to age 7 creates many of our adult patterns? And we can rewire our subconscious stories. Arlene Cohen-Miller, like so many of us, has some people-pleasing in her past. We also have inner critics, and Arlene gives us tips on how to turn that critic into our inner coach. Ramona Gailey was one of those interviews I didn't know how to prepare for. She's a vibrational mentor who talks about bliscipline. She is also a channel for Oprah. Don't ask me to explain. It is definitely woo-woo, but I'll remind you of a definition for woo-woo that I heard years ago, and I remember it often. Woo-woo means that anything is possible. So, did you get all that? I'm joking. That is my 15-minute summation of a year's worth of conversations. But I've also told you how to find the subjects of interest at the website. One other thing I should mention is that if any guest or an issue is of interest, check out the guest's website. The link is always in the show notes. Guests are so generous with their resources, you can often find freebies. Many guests are also published authors, so you can get more info by buying their book. A surprising number of guests also have podcasts. My podcast library has quite a few podcasts that are hosted by my guests. Check all those options out. There are other things at the website. Scroll down the home page, and on a blue stripe, there are two options. The one on the left links to a page with a ton of suggestions about how to earn some money post 9 to 5. That comes with links to pages that will explain more. On the right, you can link to a page with ideas for travel and philanthropy. Both options are the result of my research. Please make sure you do your due diligence if anything catches your eye. Right under that is a link to a page I call Stories My Mother Told Me. I don't have a lot of time to add a lot to it, but it's fun. I'd love to start a page called Stories Your Mother Told You. So if you're interested in participating in that, let me know. There's also a Contact Me button on the top menu bar. Speaking of contacting me, I'd love to know what you'd like to hear on the podcast. Guests, subject matter, issues. Let me know and I'll do the legwork to find an appropriate guest. Finally, at the end of every episode, I encourage you to leave stars and reviews. It's really easy at Apple Podcasts and other podcast platforms. Those links are on every guest page you visit. Or if you're listening at the website, there are comment options at the bottom of the guest pages. You can support this podcast too. I've been at Substack for a while now, and if you subscribe, you'll get notified of new episodes as they're released. In the new year, I'll be adding paid subscriptions, too, whereby you'll be getting bonus materials and tools I've developed over the years that are no longer available anywhere else. I'll put the Substack link in the show notes. And now my big push. I listen to a variety of podcasts while I'm walking, while I'm sitting feet up in the evening with my knitting. I enjoy them and I keep on finding more of interest. Whether it's just an interest or something to help grow and streamline this podcast. There is a podcast for anything you want to hear about. I want to grow this show, and with more listeners, there's a better chance I'll cover more subjects of interest to our demographic. So share an episode that you've enjoyed or an episode with a subject a friend needs to learn more about. Encourage your friends to listen. As well as a book club, start a podcast club where each person listens to a podcast episode of interest and shares at your weekly or monthly get-together. I still think that's a genius idea. So as 2024 draws to a close, I'll sign off this last episode also. I hope the year has gone as well as possible and that your health is on the upswing. I wish you a happy 2025. I wish you organized and prepared for the outcome of your choice. I wish you peace, positive energy, and a good friend. Thank you for tuning in this year. Stay with me in 2025. The lineup of guests is looking pretty impressive already. I'm Agnes. I'll chat for you in the new year.